Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark Smith. I hope you and everyone listening is having a really, really great day. We're going to take a look at some fun and holiday-themed events going on the weekend of December 6th. The holidays are upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Pine Bluff, it's one of my favorite holiday lighting events, the 22nd annual Enchanted Land of Lights and Legends at the Jefferson County Regional Park. Now, it's been long recognized as one of the state's largest drive-through displays of holiday lights. The 1.2-mile display continues nightly from 6 to 9 p.m. through December 31st. Now, just beyond the collection station is a new photography stage where visitors can park and take their own photos under a festive arch. So this is a great way. We talk about great selfies and things that you'll always remember. This will be a great opportunity for you and your family and friends to take that photo to remember the holidays of 2018. December 7th, the Old State House Museum in Little Rock is presenting the Arkansas Chamber Singers Holiday Concert, A Song for the Season. The program will feature many traditional carols and songs of the season and is really a great way to kick off your holiday season. The performances at the Old State House are free and open to the public. Now, East Arkansas Community College in Forest City presents, talk about the holiday season, the Nutcracker on December 8th. You can celebrate the holidays with this family favorite. Become entranced by the beauty of the Sugar Plum Fairy and her dazzling court. You'll be enchanted by the swirling snowflakes and breathtaking snow, and cheer for the tiny toy soldiers and their leader, the handsome Nutcracker Prince. Now, Dance Alive National Ballet's sparkling full-length production of the Nutcracker features an international roster of award-winning dancers, and area children will play a role in the exciting performance full of beautiful costumes and sets. If you want to start a new holiday tradition, this would be a great one, and everybody loves the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in Fairfield Bay, it's the Festival of Trees at the Bay through December 14th. It's trees, trees, and more trees. You can explore the special forest of trees and leave inspired and ready for the holiday season. Each Christmas tree is decorated from its starry tip top to its blanketed base. No two are alike and range from whimsical to traditional. And the best part is you get to vote for your favorite. And while you're there, you can look for the donation box to help local families in need with a donation to the food bank. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.